I'm Oz and this is Jake.
Hello.
Following the election, we will be proud to be the very best pre and hopefully post World War III podcast. You're in the damn woods.
The internet just told me 7 horrible things about the election and I don't want to know any of them.
I know too many things
about the election. I know so many
election
of them, and it makes me
I just don't.
It hasn't made my life better.
Yeah. You know, they say that ignorance is bliss, and it's absolutely true, because knowing things is awful.
It sucks
so It's just objectively bad.
It is.
Just throwing that out there. Hey, welcome. Oh, boy. Welcome to the Monday Media Podcast. It's your boys, the Damn Woods.
It's true.
Jake and Oz.
We're back again.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's terrible.
Yeah.
So we got first out of the gate, besides the election being terrible and everything being terrible forever, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
It's looking pretty hype.
Looks
already
funny.
Got Drax being funny as hell. Drax, got Baby Groot.
Baby Groot. Fucking Drax. Funniest line in the whole goddamn thing. Would you like a hook? No.
You just Jesus. Need to find a woman who's pathetic like you.
That's so good.
Fantastic. Really early, you know, there's not a whole lot in it, but there's enough to be like, all right, this is gonna be good.
They seem to have captured the tone again.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, it'll be good. Fucking Batista was the perfect choice for Drax.
He really was.
He was a wrestler for years, so he knows how to do some delivery stuff. So, like, having him be as, like, obtuse as possible, great stuff.
It's pretty perfect.
I'm a fan.
It's pretty good. And it looks like Yondu
is
going to be part of the crew this time, which is awesome.
Cool.
Because he's so great in the first one.
He's such a jackass.
Yeah.
Also, what the hell was it? Kurt Russell's playing Star-Lord's dad.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Ego the Living Planet.
Oh, my God.
So that's going to be amazing.
Oh, fuck.
The dumbest shit on the planet. It's great. I'm so excited for this movie.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Legitimately, like, one of the only Marvel things I'm excited about right now, actually.
It's like that and Doctor Strange right
now. Doctor Strange.
Well, and I guess the
Defenders.
The Hell's Kitchen stuff.
Yeah, it's different.
I'm still excited for that.
As far as the movies go, like, Doctor Strange, which just had a premiere this week.
Which I think I'm like halfway through Luke Cage at this point, and it's good. It's good as hell. I like it a lot.
I've got mixed opinions on the whole thing.
Mm. Well, we'll come back to that
we'll deal with that in a podcast. In a while. So
you can't tell us when to do things.
We got up front. We got 2 singles though.
Yeah.
So Alex Trebek last week
roasted this gal.
Just fucking
for like nerdcore.
Just the meanest. Trebek. You can suck it, Trebek. Trebek. And you can suck it, Trebek.
Trebek, you can suck it, Trebek. Hey Alex, I'd like to buy a vowel.
Oh?
We're the misfits of which you've run afoul.
Bro?
I double dare you to press your luck with us and our crew. Let's make a deal or no deal, you brought this family
and
feud.
Please forgive the vitriol, because we get a bit bombastic when it comes to Jeopardy. Well, I prefer Dan Patrick. Call us losers, then backtrack it like you didn't really mean it on a show that's made for geeks. So what you think, we wouldn't see it?
Yo, Alex Rabbit, you best check your neck. You got no respect for the nerdcore set. Why, we don't forget, we've been known to forgive. So if you genuflect, we might let you live.
Yo, I heard you called the squad nothing but losers. Well, the only thing I lost was a couple of tumors. While we on the subject, I think...
And it's whatever. It was a joke. It was clearly that. But, like, nerdcore rappers exist still.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Which is... continues to baffle me. But 2006, nerdcore, like, rose from its grave. And made a diss track for Alex
Trebek. There were several contemporary artists on there. I mean, they're all still doing stuff, but like,
right? No, yeah.
Megaran, Samus,
Whitecracker, Frontalot.
Yeah, Whitecracker, Frontalot. If we're listing the whole thing, because I was thinking Megaran and Samus are more contemporary, like past couple years here.
I would say like I was thinking people who've released stuff in the past couple years.
Oh, okay, yeah, but then fucking MC Lars,
who has not released shit in a long time. 2007, I think.
Yeah, Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
God, what's the last time Frontalot does? At least a couple years ago.
Frontalot released an album in 2014.
Yeah. Yeah. So not recently. Recently.
Right.
But in any case, this all-star track,
mm-hmm.
diss track of Alex Trebek, because this is a weird as fuck timeline.
It is a strange, strange thing.
Yeah.
The track's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, yeah.
If you good. Like nerd rap.
It's got a good
like
hook. It. It's it fun.
It's they got frontal on the hook, which is always a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Whitey Cracker, meanwhile, dropped Paint.
Which is tight.
This palette that I paint with, code fragments sitting all up in the system matrix. Make shit happen for the back and keep it dangerous. Hangers riding me, coming in through the basement. Chase it all up to the tippy top. I'm the top of Shutter Island with a QC shining like diamonds. And I feel like dying sometimes when I'm flying on a focus. Focus in my clothes, they the dopest. And hope it's gonna keep on staying clear. Well into the following years, inflict fear on all other antis. Trying to keep a man down in this franchise. Gotta keep both eyes open, cause they never know when a broken link or a token gonna set the whole world on fire. In the ocean of the side space, roll it up and lose it all just like a my space, my pay buggers with the break points. Break to make the money, make it rain on all the strippers at the shake joints. Feel a hacker with an attitude, getting paper as a batter dude. Chilling in the tropical latitude, the gratitude of an internet beam. The boys stayed out here dreaming, trying to shake all the.
It's a hot track about the denial of service attack that occurred as we are recording it yesterday.
Yeah.
Last Friday, as of the time you listen to this.
Yeah.
Which.
He released the track later in the day, mm-hmm. when the denial of service attack is still going.
Yeah.
Fucking, I love Whitey Cracker.
Which I've heard that that was a hacker botnet.
It targeted Internet of Things stuff.
Yeah, well, no, it was made up of Internet of Things stuff.
Which, right.
Which, you know, hey, let's just put a processor and network access and everything.
In this refrigerator.
And then never update it. That's fine.
That happens a lot.
That's great.
Like, that, legit, like, I am for the idea of, like, having cool connected devices.
Yeah.
But like, if you implement it in a poor way, like most of them are.
So many of them are.
It becomes the internet of shit.
Yep.
Which is very quick. Like, I mean, like, imagine at this point, like, some fucking Russian botnet gets on your fridge.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing that happened.
Like, people's fridges, thermostats, and other bullshit are slaved into this network and will destroy pretty much any target. In this case, it was
Yep.
Din.
Yeah, or D-I-D-I-N.
So I guess Dyn, but
yeah, the D-Y-D-N-S, yeah.
Yeah. Took down their servers.
Pretty big deal.
Cyber war has begun.
In the funniest and stupidest way possible.
Oh, naturally.
Your fucking toaster. Mm-hmm. Your internet
your
toaster.
Your fucking toaster. You just had to have the Browning settings that you could share with your goddamn friends on Instagram. And now it's being used by Russian hackers to just blow up websites at will.
Mm-hmm.
This is your fault.
Hashtag
Francis.
The Russians. Probably a Francis situation.
But yeah, this track is really hype.
It's tight. It's good stuff. You know, it's Whitey Cracker.
It's Whitey Cracker. Whitey Cracker is one of the best nerdcore artists out there.
Yep. Definitely.
Depending on who you're talking to, maybe the best.
Sure.
For my money, it's still Kabuto, but
that's fair.
Whitey Cracker's great.
I'm a big Whitey Cracker fan, so he exemplifies several things that I like about the world, and that is like black markets and, you know,
money.
Not giving a shit about the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, money also.
Yeah. Bitcoin Baron.
Yeah, buddy. So the next thing we got, I kind of like plumbed the depths of my brain for a really weird album this time. And Jeremiah's No More.
This was an interesting one.
So Jeremiah is an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with R&B, he's actually a fairly mainstream singer. This album was produced by Shlomo, who is not a mainstream producer at all, and he's very, very fucking weird.
Yeah.
So this EP is like super weird, like IDM fucking like square pusher R&B, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good description for it. I liked it a lot.
It's like, super fucking good.
It's got just a really great sound to it. That's this bizarre mashing together of conventional vocals.
Mm-hmm. Conventional, and then, like, R&B vocals.
And then the instrumentals are just doing whatever the fuck they do all day.
The weirdest shit humanly mm-hmm. possible. Like, atonal stuff out of, like, fucking, what's it called? The when you have two rhythm lines, or two drum patterns at the same time.
Oh, like
syncopated drum lines and shit.
Oh, jeez.
It's all kinds of stuff. It's fucking, it's tight as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Super weird, super great. I can't say enough good shit. It's also strong. Free.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
Got it up on DatPiff.
DatPiff.
Check it out.
Fucking, also, if you're not familiar with DatPiff, it's like a shitty mixtape hosting site, but it's also full of free fucking mixtapes, so...
It feels like it's a 2005 vintage.
It is.
That's the time the site was designed.
Yeah, they haven't changed it in years.
Haven't changed the back end or anything.
Nothing. It's just still real shitty and dumb, but you know, like, well, fuck it, whatever.
I mean, that's where Flocka releases all of his shit, right?
Uh-huh.
All his mixtapes, anyway.
DatPiff and something in live mixtapes, I think, you usually get on there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them on SoundCloud now, thankfully.
Ah.
But, like, yeah, for the most part, like, DatPiff is, like, a huge, like, distributor of free mixtapes.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Pretty good shit on that. Out.
This Jeremiah mixtape is really good, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's short. It's an EP. It's really fucking... It's so goddamn weird. Like I said, if you like R&B or if you like weird kind of hip-hop stuff... This is it.
This is a good pick.
You're going to want to hit that.
You're going to enjoy it.
Our dudes at Rimraka Global, one of the
Friends of the show.
Friends of the show, an entire label of people we've never met. but a Neurotrap label.
Yeah.
Sentry. Neurotrap, whatever. He's fucking...
Point being,
his boy...
This isn't even the full release, which infuriates me because it's super good.
Yeah, you got to buy the full release if you want to get... Either way. They do
the Mechan EP.
Yeah, by Postman.
Postman?
Postman with a Z.
Yeah.
Look at you. So this is like real weird. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I like it.
It's like harsh, almost industrial electro.
Yeah. It's gross.
Real good.
A gross sound.
It's a gross sound that I like lot. Like,
super
it's,
into it.
It's harsh and abrasive, and it goes really, really hard.
Yeah.
Love it. Really, really great. Again, it's just samples up on the SoundCloud, but we'll link that to you.
They're like half the songs,
yeah.
I can tell. I'm okay with that. I want
more of it. I'm probably gonna buy that EP.
Yeah, same. It's fucking good. I like it. It's like I said, like everything we've talked about from Rimraka has been good,
mm-hmm.
and weird, mostly weird,
but definitely good.
Still good.
Yeah,
we like those dudes.
Yeah, no, this is a good one to check out.
Definitely, if you are a fan of the fucking
dark D&B weirdness,
yeah.
or industrial music, or
even
whatever.
Like the more serious side of dubstep, I would say.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that would actually...
That seems to fit in there.
You know, not Chav Step, basically.
No, yeah, not Chav Step. Bro Step, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Such a dumb thing. Like, what if we made this as shitty as possible? Thanks, friends.
Nonstop.
Man, real talk. If you want to hear, like, old dubstep before it became a big thing, go check out the Bugs London Zoo EP. LP. It's like the beginning of dubstep,
mm-hmm.
and it's fucking, it's just super tight. It's just such a weird sound. It's super, nothing like what dubstep led into.
Well, I mean, the poppier stuff, like everyone describes it as the wub wub, but
yeah.
earlier than that, when it was still in that dubstep, like post dub, but still in.
Yeah, like post
dubstep. You would recognize as dubstep.
Sure.
It was much. Much harsher, much harsher, stranger. Much darker.
Yeah.
I mean, I think back to, because Jake, of course, was on the cutting edge of this shit.
Yeah, it happens.
And so he was linking me like Borgor and some of those earlier artists.
Yeah.
Doing,
and Borgor took it in his own direction too.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously. But in that before it blew up. And.
Old Scream, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. the commentary, of course, like especially on YouTube or whatever, was, you know, this track is so filthy, it made me shit my pants,
right,
and shit like that.
And just escalated.
Just nonstop. And it, it had that sound to it. Like, it was, you know, Skrillex is comparably light. If you listen to Skrillex, you think, oh man, this is real.
Real weird, real heavy.
No.
It's basically pop music.
It's basically pop with some heavy bass in it.
Not to diminish Skrillex, because he's actually a pretty fair producer.
Yeah, he's got some good tracks. But
I mean, he's produced rap songs that are fucking amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, compared to that earlier stuff.
Oh yeah, it's fucking dark, weird, fucking like super. I don't even know. It's hard to describe. Like, the difference is palpable.
Yeah.
The initial, like, I mean, same with the initial thing for, like, trap and stuff. We talked about that before, where it's like, trap starts off, it sounds like the electronic version of Southern rap, and then it just, like, fucking, like, gets popular. Yeah, and here's a bunch of, like, here's dancey trap, here's, you know, trap that is whatever.
Yeah.
But fucking whatever. You know how it goes. Music gets popular, gets, what's it called? Populated? No.
Mainstream,
but like, it's also like, it's got, there's a term I'm looking for, where a genre is like inundated with artists. So, you know, where it goes from like 30 guys are doing this to like 500 guys are doing it, and like the quality goes down because they can produce so much of it and people will still click YouTube videos because of the label trap. Anyway, when your favorite genres get popular, kids.
It's a thing.
It happens.
It's a thing.
Actually, I think the next thing we're going to talk about here, I think this may be in danger of it happening. Synthwave.
Oh, it is a troubling revelation, but I don't know. I feel like...
How many more people like synthwave now than like synthwave in 2013?
True. At the same time, it is inherently more niche.
It is, well, a little bit. Too... Stranger Things soundtrack is a mostly synthwave soundtrack. It follows a fairly huge movie, mostly synthwave soundtrack. Additionally, Drive.
Why are you ruining everything in this
just
fashion?
Just saying. Like, it's a thing, man. Like, and like, it's not necessarily the worst thing on the planet, but like, I think synthwave is very much in danger of having its dubstep moment happen.
Yeah.
Because like, if you look at how many, like, look at... New Retrowave in, like, 2014 used to be, like, the same 7 or 8 artists.
Yeah.
Now there's so many synthwave dudes, and I'm just like, don't know who this asshole is, don't know who this one is, never heard this guy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And before it was like, oh, I know the dudes who make synthwave.
Right.
Like, we know the 10, 15, 20 guys, and now it's, like, it's hitting that stride where it's like, synthwave is fucking tight, dude. Retro Outrun, blah, blah, blah. Fucking video games are coming out that way and shit. It's, the signs are there. The times, they are changing, my dude, so get ready for a bunch of actually bad synthwave.
I hate when you're right.
I know. Everyone does.
God. Well,
that
anyway.
That being said. This album is not bad. It is very fucking good.
We actually got a couple good albums.
Wait, do we?
Yeah.
One more.
Well, let's start with the first one, FM84.
Yeah.
Atlas. Quality synthwave album.
Super dreamy, mm-hmm. Almost. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, you would have two. Mm-hmm. I'm stupid.
Told you.
I'm stupid.
Told you.
Fucking, I forgot that was a thing. Anyway. Yeah, so fuck, FM84's Atlas. This is like super dreamy, almost Outrunny synthwave.
Yeah.
Definitely not like dark at all. Definitely way more like you'd expect to find in like the Outrun style of shit. Like a little more positive, happy, closer to vaporwave kind of sound. Without being retarded.
Yeah, it doesn't cross over the threshold to
it doesn't sound
animated like, 3D dolphins or anything.
Right, yeah, we're not quite there.
Not quite. God.
But it's still a really good album.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
Also true.
It's got a very like FM84. We've talked about this guy before, I think once or twice. He's got a few albums, and this one is, I think it was this summer, May or June.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fucking good. Like, there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just got such a good. I mean, it has the classic synthwave sound, like the outrun weirdness. Like, the, you know, it feels like a 1985 Miami situation.
Very much so. That's absolutely true.
Which is, you know, I'm for it.
I mean, it's kind of, that's one of the default settings for synthwave, but it's a good setting.
It's fine for me.
I mean, one of the first synthwave, synth-ish artists I ever heard was Miami Nights 1984. It's so tight. It's like, yeah, that's been in the zeitgeist type of music.
It's been a known quantity. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of the first one I heard, I think it was Laserhawk.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Laserhawk's a quality one.
And Laserhawk College and Mega something.
I can't remember the Mega.
Anyway, Mega Drive.
Was it Mega Drive?
It's Mega Drive.
Okay.
But either way, that was the first synthwave guys I heard. I remember that. So I remember distinctly hearing them in Canada, extremely high. I had not really heard synthwave before this. And I was just like, this is late 2013, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
sounds about right.
Fuck is this? This is the tightest shit. And it was a good time for everyone.
Indeed. Speaking of.
Yeah, more synthwave.
Mm-hmm. Came out right before we recorded. Yeah. Mitch Murder.
He's back. He's back.
With The Real Deal.
Murder is good at making like synthwave that sounds like it belongs in the 80s.
Yes.
Like synthwave sounds like the 80s remixed, basically.
Yeah, right? It's like the 80s HD remix, you know, it's more 80s than the 80s almost.
Mitch Murder sounds like his music should be in Miami
like
Vice.
The 80s.
Yeah.
Like straight up. Like, this whole one
shit.
This whole EP is his like tribute to like Wall Street movies of the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's got that sound. It is perfect. Oh,
The Real Deal EP.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called. It's fucking good.
Yeah.
It's Mitch Murder. If you're not familiar with Mitch Murder, man, I mean, seriously, like I said, like the feel, like, yeah, the capturing the actual feel of like 80s music, 80s, like soundtrack music, background music or whatever, instrumental stuff, I guess. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
DX7 Collective is the label now, which is weird. I don't know what the hell that's about, but you know what? Whatever.
Hey, no concern there. It's a great EP.
Mm-hmm.
They got it on Bandcamp. They got it on Spotify if you're one of them deviants.
Yep.
And you can listen to the whole thing on the Bandcamp and on the SoundCloud. So get at it.
It's tight.
Yeah, real good.
Same goes for FM84's Atlas.
They
are $10 and $7 respectively.
Yeah, man. I would toss them a little bit of cash because these are great
albums.
These guys
are good at their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, everything we talked about this week is pretty much worth throwing money at, I would say.
I would agree.
But that's why we have a podcast where we recommend things
that is
awesome.
Extremely true.
So the last big thing we got, the people who made, like, this is Spinal Tap are still responsible for
things.
They
are still responsible for stuff, and it is...
Oh, fucking weird.
It is deeply weird. So, the movie is Mascots.
It's out on Netflix.
Out on Netflix. Basically, here's the deal. If you are a cringe humor person, this is perfect. If you are uncomfortable, even if you're not a cringe humor person, it's funny. Sure.
It is.
If you are a person, though, and I know a few, who are made uncomfortable by cringe humor.
I am, actually.
I would say this isn't for you then.
It was hard to watch, but there were enough good jokes in it that I was like kind of like got through it.
Okay.
But all their stuff is like that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is Spinal Tap, Best in Show,
right.
A Mighty Wind, like all of it.
Every single one is like the cringiest bullshit on the planet.
Yeah, that's the style.
It makes me so uncomfortable. But I watch, because there's so many good jokes. The timing on so many jokes is good. You're just like, I can get over it. That said, if you cannot get over it, maybe dodge. Because like I said, like it's like, ugh. I would say This Is Spinal Tap is actually easier for me to not worry about because I like metal and I don't take metal seriously. I can't imagine someone who takes mascotting seriously.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that being a person. Besides furries, they don't count. The furry joke in this
is
so fucking good.
There was the running joke, and then there was the conversation they have.
Conversation, like, perfect. I don't know if we have any furry listeners. So perfect. I assume we probably do. You've been on the internet. You know how people treat you. But like the fact that like you are now getting recognition in a movie for being weird perverts in animal costumes, in a funny way.
Yeah.
Obviously, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, for the most...
They're not mean about it.
I was going to say, for the most part, furries are... They're not hurting anybody.
We've talked about it before. Yeah. Like, furries on our Twitter feeds are usually like the nicest people.
It's very true.
Because, like, they're the ones who are not causing any trouble. They're just real weird. They dress up in fur suits. And they're real strange. And they you know, stick to their crowd.
Yeah.
But, like, I've yet to see like a bunch of furries. Besides, like there are ones you can kind of tell from afar, from a distance.
Yeah,
who are like the Tumblr furries.
Oh, but
they share like aspects of other like Tumblr communities. Like
Tumblr has some very recurring aspects to the various communities that populate it.
yes,
kind of an all star, like not AAA, but like really high grade comedy cast. You got Zach Woods off of Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
He's
phenomenal.
Yeah, he's amazing. Chris O'Dowd
is so being
just the sleaziest motherfucker. It's amazing. So good. So
fucking yeah. Put Chris O'Dowd in more stuff, honestly.
Yeah. No,
he's
please
a funny
just,
dude.
Please just do that.
If you're not familiar with that, that is Roy from the IT Crowd.
Yeah. Who if you haven't seen the IT Crowd,
seriously,
get on that.
The IT Crowd.
John Higgins.
Yeah.
Funny guy. God, who's the legend himself, Ed fucking Begley Jr.
Yep.
Isn't this? And Jane Lynch.
Yep.
Both spectacular.
They do a great job.
God
damn it.
There's a few guys who have been in those films before.
I think it's because they are like, that's like they reoccur in those because they are good at it.
Yeah, they are good. Because my understanding is, and I would have to, you know, look it up and be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Willard. That's the name I was looking for.
Yeah.
Fred Willard being Fred Willard as hell. He's amazing. Oh, God, yeah. He's such a funny guy. In any case, my understanding is this: these guys, the guys who make this movie, Christopher Guest and his crew, those mockumentaries are all off script. Like, they have a framework for, okay, this is what we're doing from scene to scene.
That's
to scene.
That's insane.
But then the actors each... learn like who their character is, and then they improvise the dialogue.
They just dive into it.
Yeah,
that's nuts. I did not know that.
It's spectacular. It makes it feel really organic.
It does. It's terrifying.
Yeah, but it's super good. So I'm
fucking awesome.
Yeah. Now I really enjoyed this. Plus, if you have a Netflix subscription,
it's there.
It's just on there.
It's just right there.
That's kind of the best thing about a Netflix subscription. It's like, hey.
Hey, Netflix, sponsor us.
Here's the thing. Yeah, Netflix, get at your boys.
For God's sake.
Buy me a computer.
Send us gaming laptops immediately.
Send us gaming computers. Just right now. We need them to watch movies.
We need them to watch Netflix, which we'll also need a sponsorship for. Two of them, please. Jokes aside, this is a legitimately funny movie. These are the same actors from the other movies, basically. A lot of them, anyway. I mean, they always kind of switch up a few, but there's always like the same faces in all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Fucking, I remember the first time I saw A Mighty Wind, I was like, I had not seen Spinal Tap in years. And I was just like, I'm sitting there like watching, I'm just like, these are the same fucking people from This Is Spinal Tap. Oh my fucking
God. Oh, shit. Shit.
Yeah. Because like I hadn't seen Best in Show.
Yeah.
I was like, that looks dumb. Like my brain was like, I don't care about dog shows. That looks stupid. And then I didn't realize it was the same fucking people. And I was just like, then I went and after I figured that out, I was like, well, we're going to watch that.
Yep. Yep.
This is a fucking shit show.
So good though. Like I'm a big fan of that style of humor and how weird and bizarre it is.
It's so fucking hard to watch for me. Like I have a physically difficult time watching it. Like I had to like restrain myself from fast forwarding.
Oh,
like that's how, it
that's fair. It that's me. Fair.
It's like, fuck, it is a funny movie though.
Mm-hmm.
So like I say, if cringe humor makes you uncomfortable, this is definitely not.
No, not even a little bit. And we're talking like legit cringe humor. And I need to specify. We're talking The Office UK, not The Office US.
Yeah, that's
because The Office
different.
US is like cringy, but it's like forced cringy.
It's different.
Yeah,
it has
a different feel to it.
Right.
But like the British Office has much more of that Christopher Guest feel, where it's just like it's just awkward.
Yes.
It's like ah.
Fuck!
God damn it!
Yeah, that's actually why I can't watch The Office UK.
Oh, man.
I don't mind The Office UK too much. I've only seen like
two seasons,
I think.
I've only seen a few episodes of the first season, but I know that I like it more than The American Office, because The American Office went too screwball too quickly.
I mean, What's-His-Face is funny, right?
Ricky Gervais?
I'm talking about the American one, sorry.
Oh.
What's his fucking the guy from...
Oh, yeah. Shit. What's that guy's name?
You know, that name. Fucking, what is his name? Fuck.
He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Steve Carell.
There it is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You boys, the guys who struggle to remember names. in any case. Yeah. You know, he's a funny guy. It has its moments. Not my favorite.
I would not sit through 7 seasons of that show.
I mean, I do tend to think, especially when you're porting a show over, it's very likely to not be as good as the original. And I cite for evidence...
IT Crowd?
Yeah. If you've ever... Like, you can probably still find it.
You can.
I know that I have a backup copy.
Same.
But yeah, the American pilot of the IT Crowd.
Oh, my God.
Which was terrible.
Like, it was painful to watch.
It's the exact same script as the first episode of the British version.
They imported Moss. Richard Iotti. Iowate.
Yeah. They got... What's his name? Joel McHale. Who's really funny.
He's a funny guy. Not in this role.
Well, the problem is... And I identified it as such. I'm pretty sure what happened, especially with Joel, but it's noticeable in the other actors as well...
Mm-hmm.
That they would watch the original.
Yep.
And the director did not have the wherewithal, whoever they had it directing it in the States,
mm-hmm.
did not have the wherewithal to help them with their delivery. So they were trying to mimic the British delivery.
Doesn't work.
Does not work with an American accent.
You have an American accent.
Flat out.
And we speak like Americans.
Yeah. Like, different patterns, different sounds.
Everything.
And so...
It's
god awful. It is god awful as a result because
it is.
It's
a shame because like Joel McHale's funny, but Joel McHale right after that went on Community.
That's true, and Community's great.
Community's a great show.
So I guess it's not a huge loss, but at the same time, like, man, I could have directed that shit better.
Right, direct that shit with my eyes closed.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have gotten Joel either, because as much as I like him, he is very conventionally pretty.
He is, and
you need somebody who looks kind of funny, like Roy.
He looks like a dork.
He looks like a
Chris
O'Dowd. Fuck that! Him as Roy just speaks to me, because that's basically how I have been in IT.
Yeah,
before.
No, that's
absolutely.
They captured the feel of like IT very effectively.
Yeah,
you're just like, you just want to die. And you want everyone else around you to suffer.
Yeah, you just want people to leave you the fuck alone.
And yeah, you're
in the basement.
Alone in the basement. Please go home. Get out.
Oh, man. Cannot recommend that enough.
Yeah.
But in any case, Mascots, it's on Netflix.
Great. It's super fun.
Yeah. Check that shit out.
It's super fucking cringy, though. So, you know, heads up.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you may want to steer clear if that's not your style.
Yeah, if you can't fucking, like I said, I had to like sit on my fucking hand. To keep
fast
forwarding, because I was just like,
ugh, oh god, ah, no.
But the jokes are worth it. The furry joke is so fucking
the recurring furry
minor
joke
spoiler,
is super good.
Like, they in-depth conversation about yiffing.
That was so
in
good.
A movie.
Oh,
and
my
then like the fucking
Christ.
In the background, the guy in the rabbit costume is humping strangers. And you're just like, this is phenomenal.
Oh, it's so good.
When they chase him and have him thrown out with security, it's just like, Jesus fucking Christ, what am I seeing?
I love that shit.
Goddamn furry snuck into the mascot. Fuck.
God damn it.
Oh,
so good.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Get on that.
That's actually all we have.
Or don't. And yeah, that is all we have for this week.
Yeah, we're not your dads. It's not like a my dad situation.
We cannot tell you what to do.
No.
It's not 2.5 men. I'm not on a lot of cocaine yet.
Give it time. it's going to be an exciting year.
But
2017.
Yeah. Hitting it up.
The year of World War III and cocaine. I'm into it. Jesus. So, thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Pocket Casts, Google Play, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. That's it.
Yeah. Well, for the podcast.
For the podcast.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, look at us. We
hit
are
us up
on
videos. We are. Multiple videos.
Yeah.
Like, shockingly.
Like 10. I don't know. We have a lot of videos.
Hit us up on The Damn Woods at on Facebook, at The Damn Woods on Twitter. Drop us a like, a follow.
Yeah. Tell your friends. Also,
yeah, tell your friends. Sakes. That's actually our best marketing.
Number one, tell your friends how awesome we are.
Yeah. Get your friends to tune in. If you got a recommendation.
Maybe don't warn them about everything we do.
Maybe not. Maybe we'll don't do that.
Like, we'll ease them in. We'll give you a list of episodes where we can ease the normies in.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have any episodes that will actually do that.
No, we're going to have to make a fake one.
We'll make a second podcast. And we'll start advertising. Yes.
Home and garden tips with your friends, Jake and Oz.
Jake and, oh man. Fucking these darn weeds. Oh man. Fucking, that's got April screaming. I'm fucking just saying.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Anyway.
God. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
Immediately with this microphone.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Check us out on Wednesday and Friday for more content from boys.
More of the goodness.
Goodbye. I love you.